Renowned jazz drummer and Southern California native Billy Higgins left an enduring presence within the Los Angeles music scene. Higgins taught young musicians at the University of California, Los Angeles, and co-founded the World Stage, a cultural center that nurtures young musical talent. He was a resident drummer for Blue Note Records and recorded with prominent artists throughout his long career, including jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk. KPFK Pacifica Radio honors the life and legacy of Billy Higgins at its first annual Hero Awards. This Saturday, May 1st, a 5:30 p.m. VIP reception will be followed with a tribute concert beginning at 7 p.m. at the Catalina Ballroom and Grill in Hollywood. Performers include Poncho Sanchez, George Duke, Stanley Clark, and Kenny Burrell, as well as my guest Kamau Daoud, poet and co-founder with Billy Higgins of the World Stage. Welcome to Uprising, Kamau Daoud.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. It's a real honor to have you here in studio.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, for our younger listeners, as well as our listeners who may not be familiar with Billy Higgins and who exactly he was here in Los Angeles, who didn't have the pleasure of knowing him, who he was and what he represented for Southern California's music scene.
Oh, Billy was a great spirit. You know, the music that came out of L.A., Billy really marked. I mean, he played with, all the major performers in the past, like John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Lee Morgan, Donald Byrd. I mean, you can go on and on and on. It is said that Billy was the most recorded drummer in the history of jazz.
Wow.
And that's saying a lot. You know,
he was here in L.A.
And he was here in L.A., right there in Watts. You know, he's a Watts boy, you know, so.
How did he get his start and how did he get his training?
Well, you know, they said Billy started banging on tin cans when he was a kid. His teacher was a local drummer named Johnny Kirkwood, you know, and, he just, that was his mission when he came into this life was to play the drums, you know. His early development in terms of was with this group that featured Don Cherry, Ornette Coleman, Charlie Hayden, and Billy Higgins. You know, it was the beginning of this new music they call so-called free jazz or avant-garde jazz that was being created at the time. And it really changed the face of the history of the music, you know, this band. You know, Billy is just a great spirit. You know, I mean, what can I say?
He also taught music and was very involved with youth. Tell us a little bit about his work in the community here in Los Angeles.
Well, you know, I mean, we were very, 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 very blessed to have Billy in the community doing what he did, being Billy Higgins. You know, this person that had been all over the world, and I mean, a million times, you know, to be located right in the community. We started this little organization. This is a little small place in the community called the World Stage. There was a place called Artworks 4 at the time that had just closed up. And Billy said, if you ever see a space, you know, let's see what we can do to get it together. So I was walking down Degnan and Leimert Park one day, and there was this space, this little small quaint space. I told Billy about it. And we got a bunch of artists together, and we scraped up about $2,000, and got this space. And the day that we got the lease on the space, there was all Artworks 4's chairs were out in the alley, getting ready to get towed off to the junkyard. Hmm. We gave a guy $20. He ran over there and brought all the chairs over to the World Stage. Not only that, their actual stage was there. We put the stage
wow.
in there. The next day, our neighbor, the artist Ramses, had a grand piano, a baby grand piano in his studio, and he doesn't play piano, right? So we took his son's skateboard, turned it on, took the wheels, the legs off, turned it on its side, and rolled the
professional piano mover,
the piano right in there. And then the first people that got keys, of course, after me and Billy, was Horace Tapscott. And so that was the beginning of the World Stage in the mm-hmm. community there. You know, and the thing is, these kinds of organizations are so very important to the lives of community. I mean, bringing culture into the community, places where kids can come in the door that can't make it to the Hollywood Bowl and can't make it to where artists can come in and perform and work out ideas and stuff that where they normally are not able to work out these ideas and explore and you know, and a lot of cats just didn't have a place to practice. They didn't have a place to, you know, because of the neighbors and because of this, that. So these kinds of places are so very, very important. You know, I mean, places where, you know, where the you have writers and you have discussions and you have musicians and all these creative types coming in a little small spot like this and exchanging ideas and sharing what's the things that's inside them. I mean, I don't know how much laughter is deposited there and how many tears are deposited there, you know, and a place to really enrich our life with story, because the music is really coded in story and the history of our times and the lives and the things that we go through on our journey through this life, you know, and a lot of these stories, because of the commercial nature of this world, do not get told, you know, and a lot of these voices are not heard.
Well, let me give our listeners information about the tribute concert that is celebrating the legacy of Billy Higgins, organized by KPFK, happening this weekend, May 1st, Saturday, May 1st. There will be a VIP reception at 5:30 p.m., followed by a tribute concert at 7 p.m. at the Catalina Bar and Grill that's located at 6725 West Sunset in Hollywood. And tickets are going fast. It's an intimate venue. It's not that there's thousands of seats. There's just a little over 100 seats. And there are still tickets available. Listeners can get them by calling 818-985-2711, extension 326. Well, that's where you can get more information, but you can get tickets at KPFK.org as well as at CatalinaJazzClub.com. That's KPFK.org and CatalinaJazzClub.com. My guest is Kamau Daoud. He's a poet, co-founder with Billy Higgins of the World Stage. We're talking about Billy Higgins and the World Stage and the role that that played here in Southern California. And I also want to mention that there's a really amazing lineup of musicians and poets and others that are going to be performing at the May 1st event. Charles Lloyd, George Duke, Stanley Clark, with John Beasley, music director, Clayton Cameron, John Densmore will be there, Eric Reed, Poncho Sanchez, Marvin Smitty Smith, Trevor Ware, Leon Mobley, Dwight Tribble, Will Calhoun, and of course, Kamau Daoud and others. How important is it, Kamau, for people to keep alive what Billy Higgins has done? And do you see people like Billy Higgins or spaces like the World Stage that are active today to try to foster that sense that you're talking about? And still, the World Stage is still around, of course.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, you know, Billy was a master in the true sense of the word. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, he was a master at what he did. And with the nature of the world now, the way we live, you know, very little energy is directed towards the arts. I mean, mm-hmm. budgets are being cut, and
arts food, are the first thing to go.
Usually. Yeah, food, clothing, shelter. I mean, people have really just bear down on that. So the efforts of creative people to keep this stuff alive and vital, it becomes very, 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 very important. You know, I've worked in communities where, you know, they put up new developments and within 5 minutes they're spray paint on the wall, you know, and they've cut the arts program. I mean, the poets teach us, put the meaning back in the word. The musicians teach us to hear. Visual artists teach us to see. I mean, beyond the essence of our lives and the joy and the beauty that's in it. So there are efforts. There are people that are working, you know, to keep this thing going. I mean, the World Stage has been there for over 20 years. There's a brand new group in there that's trying to do new things. But the area itself, it has taken a major hit because of just the nature of the economy and the tone of the country, you know, and the world, I should say. You know.
I want to ask you about efforts to keep the jazz music tradition alive as well. You know, there are so many genres today, and corporate media controls so much of what people hear. How do you, what are the challenges that you see to get young people interested in this form of music? Because there are, you know, there's so many, there's still folks like you around, there's still folks like the people who are going to be performing at the event that are around and whose genius and music and talent can influence and teach young people. But are they being taught? Is there that confluence?
Well, you know, there is art and there is money. Mm. And there is money and there is art. And basically, the corporate interest, you know, I mean, if it ain't about money, raising money for them, you know, I mean, it ain't happening. And I think a lot of this cookie cutter kind of attitude towards art and where they have these things that work and the pumping of a certain kind of music and a certain kind of and the concepts and the lifestyles that go with it that are commercially set up to make money for them, you know, it what am I trying to say here? You know, I mean, it is where the everything is going in that direction. But of course, again, you do have workers, cultural workers that are in community, an army of healers, you know, that are committed to doing this work. They say that jazz is dead. The only reason that jazz is invisible. Jazz is kept away from people. I mean, people. They're plugged into what they hear, what they're exposed to, and if it's not on the radio, that's the beauty of and why we should support an organization like KPFK, mm-hmm. because there is jazz programming
right.
there. It is being heard on the airways, and if it's not for small places like the World Stage in the community doing this work, like radio stations like KPFK doing this work. You know, eventually things will diminish. You know, I mean, but we're committed to that, and that's not going to happen.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think you're so right because KPFK, we don't have to answer to corporate underwriters.
Right.
So we don't have to, you know, worry about anybody but pleasing our listeners.
Right. That's right. I mean, and that's really where it's at. Yeah. You know, it's really where it's at.
Well, I hope listeners can really come out in droves and sell out our event happening this Saturday. At Catalina Bar and Grill, 6725 West Sunset in Hollywood. It's the celebration of the life and legacy of Billy Higgins on Saturday. Saturday essentially marks the 10th anniversary of his death, and KPFK honors the life and legacy at its first annual Hero Awards. That's what we're calling it. And there's going to be a VIP reception at 5:30 p.m., a tribute concert at 7 p.m. at the Catalina Bar and Grill. Come on.
You know, just to throw out an image, you know, every Monday night, Billy had a drum workshop for the children.
Mm.
Kids would come in there and sit on the drum seat, and their feet could not even touch the floor. I mean, the room was full of smiles, and the stuff these kids would be playing. I mean, it would be incredible. It would be just magnificent, and Billy would be back. I'm talking about this cat had his heart was so large. And that tradition still is happening right there at the World Stage. Mm-hmm. On Monday night, you can take your kids there. Carnell Fowler, who was there from the very beginning at the stage, took over Billy's drum workshop, and those kids, three and four, I mean toddlers, two and three and four
wow.
and 5 years old. So Billy, even he could have spent the rest of his life making money moving around the world,
right.
but he chose to be in community, giving, even to the detriment of himself.
Well, Kamau Daoud, I want to thank you so much for joining us in studio, coming to the station to help us explore the life and legacy of Billy Higgins. And I hope many of our listeners get to meet you in person on Saturday.
Come on out.
Thank you so much. Again, the event is this Saturday at the Catalina Bar and Grill. there's going to, I keep saying Saturday. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Teddy just corrected me. It's Sunday. Sunday. Erase everything I said earlier. Sunday, May 1st at the Catalina Bar and Grill. I'm recovering from a cold, so I get an excuse. Sunday, May 1st at Catalina Bar and Grill, 6729 West Sunset in Hollywood at Catalina. VIP reception at 5:30 p.m. Tribute concert at 7 p.m. And you can get tickets at kpfk.org as well as catalinajazzclub.com. You can also email heroawards@kpfk.org. For more information, you can call 818-985-2711, extension 326. There's going to be amazing guests there performing, as well as a fantastic silent auction. You can check out the silent auction items posted on KPFK's website. And we have a pair of tickets to give to the first lucky caller who calls us right now at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Call us for a pair of tickets to this Sunday's event at the Catalina Bar and Grill. And that is happening at 6725 West Sunset in Hollywood. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I wanted to quote Howard Thurman, who once said, "Community cannot for long feed on itself. It can only flourish with the coming of others from beyond their unknown and undiscovered brothers." That's Howard Thurman, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.